Pitch and Bobby Portis. The two finally shared the same gym today over at the Advocate Center, but they did not hash out their situation, according to reports. Now, Mirotić has yet to address the media, but Portis did briefly today and says, nope, no communication with Mirotić in person yet.
No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm just worried about playing basketball right now, just trying to get our team better. We had some slippage our last two games.
And before taking off, Portis emphasized his mind is only on hoops.
I'm just here to play basketball, man, push my teammates to get better each and every day. In my last few games, we had some slippage with our energy, and I'm trying to bring energy to practice and make us a better team.
Turning to baseball, and it almost for sure will be unanimous for both Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge when they win the National League and American League Rookies of the Year. That award's coming a little bit later today. Also in baseball, Alex Anthopoulos is the Atlanta Braves' new general manager, and Carlos Beltran today announced his retirement after 20 years in the major leagues, a very successful career, 435 home runs and 9 All-Star appearances. The football postgame show on The Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea, visit inspiresleep.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. When searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I need to first say that you guys clearly win the energy contest because you got a lot more energy than our media right now. So you're off to a good start this week, Chicago.
We're coming off the bye week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh yeah, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show, and this is a Bears Monday, and we've been talking Bears-Packers. It's time for us to get an expert opinion, a guy who was in the locker room watching people go through it, whether it be the motions or their own emotions. Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune joins us.
He is on Twitter at Rich_Campbell. He's brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Well, Rich, are we done with some things here? Are we done with pretending the Bears are better than they are? Are we done with the narrative of the return to relevance? And importantly, after that outcome, are we, in fact, probably done with John Fox?
Yeah, I think it's yes to all of the above. At least for the first few things you listed there, they go back on the shelf where there still was no dust. You know, there was no dust where you took those things off the shelves because they'd just been taken off so recently. And that's the one thing I go back to about this game was that it's just familiar. It was such a familiar breakdown top to bottom, whether it was the bad decision to challenge the play at the pylon or the defense not taking the ball away or the self-inflicted wounds and negative plays on offense. These are the Bears that we've come to know over the last 3 years. And, yeah, I'm with you. I think we can all look at the coaching situation at this point and understand, you know, why Ryan Pace would be compelled to make a change at the end of this. And I think the question is, you know, will he be empowered? Mm-hmm. And what, you know, what will ownership have to say about it? I think we all know how ownership feels about these types of losses to the Packers, and they've brought about change in the past, and we'll see in due time what it means this time around.
Everybody's talking about the Benny Cunningham play, and I mean, that isn't the only play, but that's the one that sticks out to you. Do you know what their system of replay is in terms of who relays the message to John Fox? Is John Fox watching the video board at that time? Like, walk us through what happened or what you think happened in that instance yesterday.
Yeah, I wish I had more details for you. And this was something I felt remiss about yesterday because we've had time to really get to the bottom of this. And, of course, John's not going to give it all up in the heat of a controversy and a highly scrutinized decision like this. But you know, the coaches' booths have the TVs going in them, and they are connected. You know, coaches in that booth are connected to the sideline where they'll get advice from the coaches who are in a little bit more of a controlled environment. The booth, you know, even though it's chaotic in there, it's quieter, obviously, than standing on the sideline and clearer than looking up at the video board. So Fox gets advice from one or multiple assistants about the review. And then it's ultimately the head coach's decision to throw the challenge flag. And I give Fox credit for, you know, not throwing anybody else under the bus. And yesterday he said, you know, look, it stops here with him. And that's the truth. That's the truth. It does stop there with him. And Fox, I saw, I believe you guys tweeted out earlier today, Fox's record on challenges. It's terrible. And, you know, over his career. And so you look at that video yesterday and Fox said, look, the fumble's obvious if you could watch it 50 times. I'm sorry. It took one. It took one time to see that Benny Cunningham lost the ball before he hit the pylon and that you were really risking something by, you know, proceeding with that challenge. And, then you get that unbelievable, just incredible turn of events where the ball's taken away from the Bears there. And, it's a really bad, bad decision to challenge that call.
What's really up with Kyle Long? Because he's healthy enough to play a field goal, but not healthy enough to play in a game when you're strapped for bodies in the interior line. And Big Cat Williams was on these airwaves today. He was asked about it in the Spiegel and Parkins show, and he stopped short of directly questioning Long's toughness, but he did point out, look, if I've got my helmet and my shoulder pads on, I'm playing. I'm not just kind of playing. We can't know how Kyle Long feels, but this is getting pretty weird.
Yeah, and Kyle stayed out of the locker room all last week, and now I think we have a better idea why he did. And I understand the difference between being healthy enough for fill-in duty. There's obviously a difference in the workload that his body, and specifically, you know, his mangled finger, he had a mangled left pinky finger from that Saints game. There's a difference in the workload and the toll that a full game would take on him as opposed to just playing either in spot duty or on special teams. I think the question really is how's his shoulder? And I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, he didn't play yesterday. And is there something about his shoulder that is keeping him out? Well, we didn't have a chance to ask him last week. It's certainly going to be a topic until we see Kyle playing again. For now, he was just on the injury report with that finger. So, you know, if the finger's bad enough, he obviously had the cast on it yesterday. But just getting to know Kyle over the years here, he would, you know, he's played through broken or dislocated fingers before. He had it when he moved to right tackle in 2015. So that was surprising yesterday.
When are we going to stop with the Hronis Gusau experiment so we can get back to developing what was a Pro Bowl level center in Cody Whitehair?
Yeah, that obviously was brought about by Kyle Long's absence yesterday, and it didn't take long in that game to once again see the problems that have dogged Hronis since he became a player last season. And that is just his anchor at the point of attack. I mean, the Bears drafted him because they liked how athletic he was getting to the second level, and they liked his intangibles. As you know, they said they put those little bear stickers next to his name on the draft board because he's got all that character, that the, you know, team captain type attributes. Well, when it comes to holding the point, you know, on some of these run blocks and getting pushed back in the pocket,
he hasn't
done the job consistently. Yes, I mean, it's very obvious when you're seeing some of these plays where the interior of the pocket collapses and you know, he doesn't have the strength and technique to hold up there. It's a problem. And hurry back Kyle Long. I mean, the question before that, they're interconnected, and the Bears really missed Kyle yesterday for that reason and others.
Couldn't they throw someone else at guard and keep him at center? That's the problem that I have, you know, messing with two positions to replace one.
Yeah, and that's a good point. They would have had Tom Compton in there mm-hmm. had he been healthy, but remember, he was injured. I believe it was the Saints game where he had the ankle injury, and he's not expected to miss the rest of the season, but he continues to be out. So the two injuries there hurt the Bears.
It's not a swing tackle that you could throw in there or something. I mean, like,
well, yeah, Brad Sowell.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad Sowell played guard at another time, and obviously Grasso's third-round draft pick pedigree factors into this, that the Bears obviously saw something in him, and you know, whether that's a misevaluation, well, you know, the play shows what it shows at this point, and I don't think yesterday was particularly positive.
How much ability does Mitch Trubisky have at the line of scrimmage to get in and out of what he might perceive to be a bad play call for the formation? Or is it completely sideline and headset, or can he look it over and see where how many guys are in the box, do that count, and then try to find something that works better?
Yes, he does have that flexibility. In fact, John Fox was asked almost that exact question this afternoon and referred to some of the check with me's Mitch has, you know, meaning they'll get to the line of scrimmage and in some situations you count up the numbers to the certain side of the center or something like that and they can adjust from there. Mitch has talked about that at different times, just specific plays here or there where he's done that. And, you know, it's really hard to see when he does it. I mean, just from watching the game from above, and obviously we don't have the audio of what these guys are saying, and we don't know their signals, so it's a little bit difficult. Sometimes it can be as different as, you know, running right or running left and changing that part of it up. But he does have that ability, and you would think that if he gets a, you know, greater command, as he just becomes more experienced and sees more looks at the line of scrimmage over time, that he'd become more comfortable and maybe they'd even open it up more to him.
Tariq Cohen, two touches. Did the Packers do a great job of scouting, or is this something where the Bears realize he's wearing down or the trick may be up?
Yeah, maybe the trick's up because, you know, we talked about this at the bye week that in the first three games of the season, he was on the field for 49% of snaps, and in the last three, he was on the field for only 27. He played 13 snaps yesterday, so, you know, that's not a lot. It's really not a lot. And to hear Dow Loggins a couple weeks ago say that Cohen's their best playmaker, you expect him to be involved more. You just do. And John Fox was asked this afternoon as well and said, you know, there was a completion to Kendall Wright that converted third down early in the game that went to Kendall because Tariq Cohen was double covered. And okay, you know, you understand that. That's one thing that in the passing game, coverages are going to dictate that. You know, in the run game, you can decide whether to give the guy the ball. Now, I think we all agree that Jordan Howard has proven to be at his best when he accumulates those carries and he gets up to 20 carries and beyond. Didn't get there yesterday, and that was a function of the score, you know, partly. But I'm with you. Cohen's got to touch the ball. He's one of the best things the Bears offense has going for it. And, you know, if they decide they want to use him exclusively as a receiver, well, then that's up to the coaching staff to design ways to get him open, even if it's just some of the horizontal passing game stuff that gets the ball in his hand and lets him be the type of explosive, you know, sudden player that he is with the ball.
Rich, I just got a tip from someone who is a Bears season ticket holder who says he just got an email survey from the Bears asking season ticket holders to rate the direction of the team. That to me sounds like the old, like a greasing of the skids. I find the timing of that interesting. Do you?
Yeah, sure. Crowdsource the decisions mm-hmm. here, or at least, you know, get the pulse immediately after the
yep.
they lose to the Packers at home. How do you think that survey is going to come back? And if you can't figure that out, then you know, I can't help you. You know, I mean, how do you think the fan base feels? All you got to do is walk around Soldier Field or read the headlines this morning. And look, I mean, I credit any team that's in touch with their fans. I really do, because it is a business and those are their customers. I mean, that's what any good business does. And whether those, you know, survey results come back with anything meaningful or brings about change, you know, we'll have to see. But yeah, certainly the timing is interesting if that is indeed what went out.
Who struggled the most on the defensive side of the football yesterday?
Good question. I think we looked at Kyle Fuller, obviously, and as being picked on. And maybe that's unfair a little bit mm-hmm. because he certainly has more chances because teams don't really throw at Prince. And I thought that the pass interference penalty against Amukamara on a drive that ended up in a long touchdown run, I thought that was a terrible call. So, you know, in that regard, Amukamara had a terrible drive, you know, got flagged for a real questionable PI call on a bad throw that the receiver was adjusting to, and really the contact had no bearing on the outcome of that play. But then Amukamara was in the wrong gap, admittedly so, on Ty Montgomery's 37-yard touchdown run. And for a guy who hasn't had to do a lot in run support and who hasn't been thrown at a lot, you got to make plays when the opportunity's there, and he didn't in that situation. You know, with Fuller, tough to blame him on that touchdown that Hundley threw. I thought it was just an awesome throw, and it's sort of a plaster situation where Hundley put it in a perfect spot. I think it reminded all of us of Aaron Rodgers, the way he threw that. And then the man coverage, though, on that third down dagger, that deep ball, yeah, Fuller got beat. They ran past him. And so, yeah, probably not a good day for those two corners.
All right, Dontrell Inman, he's the fact that he's a guy and the fact that it looks so different to have somebody just be a guy is so damning for the talent level of the pass catchers on this team. Because when something that's average or it looks the part actually gives the appearance of relatively spectacular, it's like, how far do they have to get? How much more do they need to improve at a position that's so important in the modern NFL?
Yeah, I'm with you. And if you're looking at Ryan Pace's performance this season, you know, 1 and 1A are the misevaluation of Mike Glennon and the fact that the Bears didn't do enough to make sure that either of their young quarterbacks were surrounded by enough talent. And obviously, Alshon Jeffrey departed, and we could discuss whether, you know, Jeffrey was ever going to re-sign here. I think that was in major question. But the bottom line is, I mean, even if you take away those injuries, it's speculative how much Cam Meredith and Kevin White would have helped this group. And they are going to end up making up for it in this upcoming offseason by overhauling that entire group. I'm convinced of that. They're going to draft guys. They're going to spend in free agency. And it's, you know, but the one thing you could say about it is it's a position that you can get better at quickly with those types of acquisitions. Just look at what the Rams have done, and the Bears will do that same thing this offseason.
What happens when you turn your locker room over to a group of young players after another loss or so? What starts to happen? Is there backbiting by older cats who know that their time is come up here, the coaching staff that people know will be out the door? Like, I'm interested in seeing what this locker room turns into after all the culture talk when the youngest players and the most important players are now given their chance to develop if they're knocked out of the playoff running in this next week or two.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. And I think it's definitely fair to hold the Bears to everything they've said about the improved culture, because the last time we went through this, I mean, you guys know how bad it got. I mean, 2014, it ended up being so bad that it went all the way up and got the general manager as well. And so the Bears are convinced they have a different type of player overall. And I tend to agree with them. I'd be surprised if this thing splintered just so badly that it was just completely wrecked by the end of it. And Fox's message today, I don't know if you heard him say this at the end, was that, you know, he said he told the team that only one game has happened since we were fielding questions about overconfidence. In other words, you know, one game just didn't torpedo their entire season. Like, well,
the six losses did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I'm with you. I'm leaning to the side of, well, I mean, let's consider the circumstances of that loss, coach. But that being said, you understand what his message was, and that is, look, if they go beat the Lions, they're 4-6, and then, you know, you play the Eagles and see what happens, and then you play the Niners. You know, so in other words, they've got time. Let's see them keep playing, and we can keep reassessing this particular question about culture and buy-in and cohesiveness every week. I mean, that's something that we get to do from the outside, and we should do from the outside, frankly, because they've talked so glowingly about the culture.
Is Adam Shaheen picking up things, and is the result of that the couple of catches that we saw yesterday?
I think so, but also fair to say that if Deion Sims were there, would Shaheen have gotten those opportunities, or would he have been more of a blocker as he has been? And this Deion Sims illness is mysterious from our standpoint. He hasn't practiced since November 1st, and who knows if he'll be there this week. John Fox says he's been in the building, but I mean, it could be anything. Name your illness. It could be anything. So we'll have to see. I think that the point with Shaheen is that Division II player, you know, you understood he was going to take time. I mean, remember this on draft day, we talked about, wow, they drafted a redshirt quarterback and a Division II tight end. You know, they didn't have a third round pick. I mean, you understood that it was going to take time for these guys and that this coaching staff didn't have time. Well, guess what? You know, we're 8 games, 9 games into it now. And all of those things have come true. So with Shaheen, I think he's made his most progress as a blocker, and let's see if they can get him to be more smooth, more quick, you know, process things quicker as a receiver and with some of the sight adjustments he'll have to make running routes.
Rich, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
You too. Rich Campbell of the Tribune, brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Shaheen's more of a lumpy runner than I thought he would be.
He doesn't have the Dicturon athletic rhythm.
Was that Roosevelt Williams?
Roe Williams. Against the Packers,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Didn't get into an athletic rhythm.
You talked about his gait, right?
Right.
He couldn't get that 1-2 thing. He couldn't pick him up and put him down. Shaheen, I mean, it felt like he was leaning forward. You see how babies, when they first get a chance to stand up and walk or run around,
they
lean forward and get that motion going. But dude, I was told by the doctor that I have to now take away his favorite toy because he's starting to walk now. And if you're on my Instagram, you've seen him push the sit stand joint where they walk with it and it's like a shopping cart.
Yeah.
The lady told me, because he's a preemie and a NICU baby, and we take him back to physical therapy once every 3 months or so, and he had his last follow up, and they haven't had to do any physical therapy with him because he's ahead of schedule. But she says, and oh, by the way, no walkers, because they get their weight out in front of them and they don't learn what balance is. And I'm like, dude, of all the things that I have bought this kid, and Amazon knows my struggle. I buy everything. I got so much plastic crap around my crib. All he wants to play with is keys, plastic hangers, phone, and remote controls. My X1 voice remote, by the way. And the only thing that he has ever been interested in is this thing that I now have to take away from him. And Tanny was like, if he likes it, he likes it.
I've never heard that before. You know, my daughter was in physical therapy for years because she had hypotonia and was just kind of floppy. And I mean, she still is to this day, as it's always been a
musculature,
battle.
Musculature, right?
It's like a marionette with where the strings aren't sort of pulled tight. She's just signed, just floppy. Mm-hmm. And it's been a harder fight against gravity, which is why she really took to swimming. But that walker,
dude,
for her, it was so important.
Dude,
they never told us to take it away.
It's my favorite thing to come in the house.
She
loved
back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
And he's running, dude. Like, he's moving out there. And I'm like, yo, it's the only thing that this kid has played with that I bought him. It's the only thing. And now I got to take it away from him. So it was in the closet yesterday.
Sure? Get a second opinion on that.
All right. It was in the closet yesterday. And I'm getting my coat. And I'm looking at the toy like, oh, there goes Jace's fun. Like, it kind of sucked. So long story short is my lady had Adam Shaheen. My lady birthed the second round pick out of Ashland, who is a lumpy runner and can't get his Roe Williams gait going.
And I don't know what it is about the remote controls, but for both my kids, we had to get like old remotes with the batteries taken out. We had to get phones that were unplugged, old, throw out phones just to that.
I bought them a toy remote. Does not play with it.
No, they know. They know the real. That's the thing. Is even if you get them.
Like, wait a minute.
That remote would have fooled me. I saw it the other day when you showed that. I would have thought that was the real one.
He saw my phony remote, and this kid like, hey, get it out of here. I want the gray joint that lights up as soon as I look at it.
He knows.
I'm like, what are you doing? This one makes noises. Hey, lady. Like, come on. But nah, my kid is a jerk, man. So I took away his favorite toy. I feel kind of awful. I'm solo daddy in it tonight, by the way. This is the first voyage.
The 414 says, kids have used those walkers for years, and you don't see adults falling all over the place. Use it.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
It's an awesome toy, too, because you can sit down, and it's got the doors that open up, and you can learn numbers. Right, you're more than just hanging out with my kid. No, you got the numbers, and you got the sounds and the spinny things, the click-clacky things. Like, it's a great toy, and he can't have it because the PT lady was like, you're doing a great job. You guys are doing awesome. He's doing all the things he needs to do. He's going from the ottoman to the chair. He's going to be walking.
It's not Terry's ottoman,
is
it?
No. He's
going to be talking to it.
No.
He'll be commenting on Bears games.
I took my kid's toy away, man. It kind of sucks. That and Bears football happened this weekend.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We have more to come between now and 6. It is Bears Monday. If you hadn't gotten a chance to rant and rave and scream.
Come on through to the spot.
And mispronounce names, 312-644-6767. You got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by GNC. Live well. What a week it's been for New England Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett. After battling through half of the season in Green Bay with an injured shoulder, he told the team that not only was he going to opt for surgery, thus ending his season, but also was likely to retire when his 2017 campaign concluded. As is the ruthless nature in the NFL, the Packers waived him. Then, to add insult to injury, planned to go after some or all of his $6.3 million signing bonus for having a pre-existing medical condition. However, on his way to retirement, he was claimed by the Packers, with whom he won a Super Bowl last year. And guess what? Instead of going under the knife, he suited up last night and caught three passes for 38 yards, showing little signs of a bum wing. Perhaps without Aaron Rodgers at the helm, it just wasn't worth it in Green Bay. But with Tom, Bill, and crew steaming towards another AFC East title and playoff berth, he has a little bit more motivation to play hurt. I'm Tiki Barber.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Done.
If you're in need of a mortgage this holiday season, then you need to call the mortgage experts at Team Hochberg for your next mortgage. Team Hochberg proudly supports CALS Angels, a 501c3 pediatric cancer foundation established by Tom and Stacy Sutter after losing their son Cal to leukemia. CALS Angels grants wishes, raises awareness, and funds pediatric cancer research. CALS Angels 12 Days of Christmas helps families with children fighting cancer by providing gifts for each child in the family and gift cards for the family's holiday dinner. The program was created to help relieve the burden of holiday shopping so families can focus on creating lasting memories with their sick child. Team Hochberg adopted a family and would like your help making sure every child receives the gifts they requested this holiday. To help families battling pediatric cancer, go to perldavid.com and click on the CALS Angels logo to purchase a gift or make a cash donation. If you're in need of a mortgage, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 1918.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Or by Petullo.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field this Saturday against Minnesota. It's the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. No apparent peace and harmony between Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis over at the Bulls practice today, even though they shared the same gym for the first time since Portis slugged Mirotic. John Paxson saying afterwards that it was time for Mirotic to join the fold, and he's still holding out hope that the two can sit down and hash out their situation at some point. College hoops. We'll have the DePaul-Delaware State game that's coming up here on The Score at 6:45. The AP Top 10 this week has Duke number one, followed by Michigan State, Arizona, Kansas, and Villanova. Then comes Wichita State, Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, and USC. Notre Dame is 13, Northwestern number 20, and the Cats take on St. Peter's tonight. And in baseball, one down, one to go. Aaron Judge, a unanimous winner of the American League Rookie of the Year Award. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, he will soon likely do the same. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. The sale ends on December. October 2nd. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
You know, I can't emphasize enough what a great call by Dow Loggins. We said if they're pressing on first down, eventually you got to let your quarterback and your receivers make a play. They took a shot, and they made a play.
We get a little fired up about this. It's throwing up.
It's football. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm with you.
I love football. I can't help it. But it's when you have guys that you got to start believing in Mitchell Trubisky. He's your quarterback of your future. Let him make a play. And by the way, let Brent Hundley try to make a play for you.
Yeah, but Chris Spielman, you can't say that. And then later on in the game, say, when Tom Brenneman says, do you throw here or do you hand it over your defense? He goes, no. I definitely hand it over my defense. You can't have it both ways, Chris Spielman. You can't have it any way you like, Tom Brenneman. Tom Brenneman actually signed my floppy hats in my first ever Cubs game experience.
Throw that away immediately.
Well, I don't have it anymore, Shep.
Well, if you did.
Thank you. That's Nick Shepkowski alongside Chris Tannehill. I'm Jason Goff, and Dan Bernstein is no longer here. We had an issue. He is no longer with the station. We had to make a little bit of a call. The last four or five segments were just subpar, and they said, you know what, we can't do this anymore. There's a big sale coming up. We cannot have this kind of interaction for the people that are listening out there. The new owners of the station, you know, they were like, yeah, we might as well just cut this cord now. No, I'm just joking. And stop texting with all your smiling emojis and your 100s. Don't do that at 6711. It's not nice. No, Dan actually has bar mitzvah practice that he had to get to.
Not a game.
Not a game. He is in the multiple Jew formation as we speak. So Dan is going to, I know how you practice, right? I mean, the kid has to go to...
You practice like you play, right? Or the other way around.
Yeah. You practice good. You play good. You play good. They pay good. They pay good. You eat good. You eat good. You look good. You look good. You feel good. I heard that from Deion Sanders one time. No, but they got to practice. I know the kid has to go to Hebrew school for a long time, right? So he can read the book that they use.
Why are you looking at people whose last names are Shepkowski and Tannehill?
Because I was looking at Herbie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe Herbie can fill us in on the old bar mitzvah practice. So, yeah, Dan had to bounce out a little bit early here on a Bears Monday. Welcome in. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show still. And you can dial us up at 312-644-6767 if you care to talk about whatever the hell that was yesterday. I know you really don't. You're just here to just hang out with your guys, you know, talk a little football and feel good about your Monday. Maybe your Monday sucked and you're like, you know what? I want to take my mind off of it as I go on this long ass commute, or you're just getting on a train. And you've just crushed two tall boys and you're like, you know what? I'm going to jump off this train and go hang out with my people. Let me see what Goff and Bernsie are talking about. As I mentioned, Bernsie is at bar mitzvah practice, so I'll be here holding it down for the rest of the show. Yeah. Yesterday's game felt Bears-ish. You hoped that the Bears would win. You kind of thought they would win, seeing what you saw from Brett Hundley the last time you saw him, and hoping that the home field advantage and all those other football-y things would come into effect. The fact that the defense have been playing well over the last few games, but the Bears themselves. And if you are late to the I don't want John Fox here party, well, welcome. John Fox, if that's the nail in the coffin, so be it. You know, I don't like calling for guys to be fired because I know, you know, business-wise and family-wise, it sucks. You gotta uproot your crew and go to a different city. But, yeah, if this was the last straw, where you been? I've been asking for 7-8 weeks now. What the hell does he do? And John Fox seems like a decent enough guy, seems like a nice enough guy. We know he's got a little bit of a foot thing, you know, that we found out a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, I'm not here to storm the castle because of a Packers loss. And maybe we should stop doing that. I'm not even talking about being a meatball or anything like that, but just maybe we should stop. Maybe we should get off the Packer Week train. Yeah, they sell that to free agents. You know, you sell that to people who hate the – my barber, my guy Howard over there at Three Sinks, hates the Packers with a passion. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but after a while, it just seems a little contrived. You know, I don't hate the Packers any more than I do the Lions or the Vikings. It's not in me like that. So guess what? When you're getting your ass whooped by the rest of the division and you split against the Packers, or win two against the Packers someday, Yeah, you know what? Those games count as much as the other divisional games. I want the Bears to get good. I want them to be good and be good for a long time. And that's what this entire process is about. I was surprised to hear the Mitch Trubisky slander that I heard today. I didn't think he had an awful game. Yeah, he held the ball a couple of times. You want him to throw the ball away, especially if you're in field goal range. You want him to throw the ball away and live to fight another day. You don't want him taking hits. But there were times where Mitchell Trubisky was putting the football where you would be excited if it was another quarterback doing it and you were just watching the game like, oh, that guy's got some arm talent. Not just the accuracy, because there are accurate guys who don't have the strongest arms. That guy's got some stuff in that arm. It's close to, might I call it, an electric arm. I'm down with it. But does he have the play caller that you need? I mean, Dowell Loggins is not, he's not premium merch. And since that trick play with Zach Miller, what has he done that's showing you, okay, this is the guy that I want leading the Mitchell Trubisky revolution? I mean, for all we know, this whole thing could be packed up at the end of the year, and we're talking about a new coaching staff, and we're talking about a new, you know, a new identity and all this other stuff. And then if Mitchell Trubisky struggles in the first six or seven games, oh, it's a rookie bust. Or you could say, hey, it's a new offense. Like, I don't know what to be keying in on and how to be keying in on it, and I knew this would happen this way. We could. The formula was right there for you. The defense was playing a little bit better, but you knew the offense would still struggle because it's not as advanced, and the quarterback that's running it is not as advanced. So the Packers thing, it sucks to me that the Bears caught another L where I thought they should have won. That's what sucks to me. It sucks to me that I'm still watching this team hoping for sustained mediocrity. I mean, those Lovey years seem like a long time ago, but you go back and think about how you felt during that time. I know he got fired after a 10-6 season, and maybe it was time to go and all that other crap, but it seems like a long time ago. I know how I felt about a team that wasn't any damn good offensively for the most part, but defensively kept you in games, and you won with special teams as well, but you won. I just want to see this team get back to a winning way, and it's going to have to be because of the quarterback. So when we see those things where his eyes aren't picking up a blitzer, or he's not able to audible or run these check with me things, these are things that you hope with progression and a maturation process, maybe under a new OC and a new offensive staff, you hope that these mistakes won't be made again. That's what all this is about. We're seeing the baby steps. We're seeing the miscues and all the things, and I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. He threw the ball the requisite amount of times to keep you in the game. Would I have liked to see Jordan Howard get the ball a little bit more? Sure. I'd like to see him get it in different situations, too. If you're gonna run stretch plays with Jordan Howard, I don't think that a steady diet of that is going to be, you know, going to yield you the fruit that you want out of your running game. Maybe a misdirection or two, but he's an inside zone, hit the line of scrimmage kind of guy. So the Bears-Packers thing, I don't know. I mean, I don't get too excited about it anymore. I do get excited to watch Aaron Rodgers play. Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing yesterday. That was a bad Packers team that I watched. I'll say below average. I won't say bad. But not enough playmakers for my liking. That's one of those games where if it's anybody else's city or any other franchise, I'm like, all right, I'm good on this. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We want to get a few phone calls in before we send you to DePaul basketball and also some Monday Night Football. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and this segment is brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. That's 1-800-294-7417. 1-800-294-7417. We'll come back with your phone calls on this Bears Monday on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
The Bears fall to the Packers. We've got a full analysis of the loss and Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup against another division opponent, the Detroit Lions, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson number 9, how to see the big picture in your new Camry.
I'm listening.
Recline your power seat, turn on that available premium JBL audio with Clarify, and look skyward through your Camry's available panoramic glass roof. Then give it a friendly wave.
What's up, Mother Nature?
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry? You're gonna love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota.
Let's go places.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Leaving is seeing.
Thanks, Campy. Today is your lucky day because the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot is over $1 million. You heard that right. Over $1 million. Drawings are held twice a day, every single day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. Plus, it's an Illinois-only game, so stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly, but must be 18 or older.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil D.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing. I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kevin can wait.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Rather than recite for all this forever and ever, you know, I think we have plenty of guys that do it. I think very smart guys, and just sometimes the decision goes against you, whether it's Zach's catch a week ago or no catch or this decision, it just happens. It's part of football.
That was John Fox talking about the Benny Cunningham play and the decisions that have gone against them. Yeah, I almost forgot about Zach Miller's play and injury and all those things. And we wish the best for Zach. I know Tanny reached out to Zach for the show and, you know, gave him a heads up like, yo, we're thinking about you. And he replied. So, Zach's a nice guy overall, too.
They had a very cool moment for him yesterday during the game. I it was during a commercial break, but they had Lauren Screeden go on the screen. She was wearing a Zach Miller jersey, and the whole crowd was given like a standing O for him, so we could see it at home.
Oh, that's
was
pretty very dope. Cool, yeah. Zach's a nice guy, man. From what I know of him, and these times that we've talked to him over the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know, this show has actually talked to him for a couple of years now. So, I think Zach is one of those dudes that after his football career is up, and maybe it is now, he'll be able to slide into any any talking head spot that he wants in this city. This segment is brought to you by Walgreens, with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Make sure you don't lose that foot. Let's go out to Oak Forest. Rich is on the score. What up, Rich?
Danny, can you put him up for me?
What's up, Rich? How you doing, buddy?
How's it going? Hey, I got a question for you.
All right.
Why did they stop going to Shaheen when they did that rollout, you know, 10-yard pass that was like what, second play of the game, I think? Why didn't they only do it what, one more time, maybe the whole game?
Well, I mean, maybe the Packers caught on to it. I'll have to go back and watch the game again for a third time now. Maybe the Packers caught on to it, or maybe he just went open, Rich. I mean, that's one of those joints where you get a guy open and in some space, and you're happy to have that happen. And then you say, hey, hopefully you've got the juice now to separate or box out guys in that basketball mode where your big body is hard to get around. He just hasn't been open. And they've used him a lot, too. He's been on the field a lot. He's logged a lot of snaps over the last few weeks. He's improved as a blocker, so they're trusting him a little bit more there. But you'd think with Deion Sims out and with Daniel Brown being a third stringer slash practice squad type talent, that Adam Shaheen would get more targets. But nevertheless, you didn't get that. I understand where you're going for, though, Rich. Let's go out to the west side. Dan is on the score. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had.
Putting way too much pressure on the team in these individual games. I know a lot of people are upset. Obviously, we didn't beat the Packers. But in season and whole, I mean, this is a process. Anyone that started the season thinking the Bears are going to go 16-0, you know, are a complete fool. So do you think we're going about the rebuilding process? I know we got Mitch introduced now. Still hearing some criticisms on him. But the season in a whole, do you think we're moving in the right direction and moving forward? Or is there still need to be some necessary steps taken with the coaching staff? What do you guys think?
Well, I do believe that you will see a different coaching staff in here come next year. Now, if Vic Fangio is a part of that, where you just attach him to an offensive play caller and give him the head coaching nod, yeah, I'm fine with that. Just has to work. I'm tired of things not working. It sounds simplistic, but too many times you're waiting for things as a Bears fan and they never come. The other thing is Ryan Pace has had, you know, a spotty draft, and he's also had what seems like a really good draft. You know, that Kevin White, Hronis Grisu, Jeremy Langford draft, that's a tough draft to look at right now. Even though you got Adrian Amos and Eddie Goldman in that joint, still, you got three players in the top four who two aren't with the team right now. One is not with the team because he got cut, and Hronis Grisu has been poor at best. So you got to draft better. You can't miss on draft picks. Mr. Trubisky is going to be the crown jewel or the guy that gets him fired. Either way, though, let's go out to our final caller of the night. Let's go out to Markham. Paul is on the score. What's up, Paul?
What's going on? How you feeling?
You good, man? How's everything out there in Red Diamond territory?
Oh, man, it's good. It's real good. I just wanted to chime in on a lot of people talking about the coaching staff, man. It's horrible, especially when you're a fan and you can predict what the Bears are about to do. You know, I just feel like they should just go ahead and just unleash Trubisky. What do you have to lose? You know, the season's already gone. Let this guy throw.
Well, I mean, he threw the ball 35 times, though, Paul. I mean, he threw it a nice amount, and we appreciate the call. He threw it a nice amount this week. I don't know. Unless you want to expose him to hits, he got sacked 5 times. So, you know, when you just say wing it, and trust me, I was getting shouted down by a lot of people with, oh, you want him to throw the ball all the time. No, I don't. I just want him to throw more than 7 and 11 times.
Shut it down.
You're going to expose him to a lot of hits because his eyes are seeing things for the first time. And that's why those corner blitzes. He is the second most blitz quarterback in all of NFL football this year. Number one, Carson Wentz. So there's something the defensive coordinators are seeing when it comes to recognition, and he's got to work on that. This segment is also brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. All right, we got to get up out of here. We got DePaul basketball and Monday Night Football, if I'm not mistaken, coming up here on 670 The Score. Want to thank my co-host, Dan Bernstein. Oh, David Schuster's actually coming up, too. He's got a 45-minute jaunt. Don't come over here, David. We're not going to share mics like a bad rock group right now. No, don't do that. David's about to sit. We're about to do a little karaoke just now, just a little rendition of something, something. David's going to tell you about Nico Mirotic's practice today. No, no, he's probably going to talk Bears and Packers with you as well. You're going to fire John Fox? Oh, sounds good. All right, for our video coordinator, we want to thank him so very much because he keeps the chat room running. Brian Kirch.
Do you think America's ready for 6 foot, maybe soaking wet, Baker Mayfield?
Oh, I think so.
If he's dry, does that mean he's taller? I don't get that part, but he's the sports pope. Our EP, Nicky the Kid, Nick Szepkowski.
Michael Badgley's already broken the career record for field goals, surpassing Carlos Huerta. Has never missed in his career between 40 and 49.
He'll be kicking on Sundays for a long time.
From 42. And that is the announcer's jinx as he misses for the first time in his career between 40 and 49. As soon as I said it, I said, watch him.
As soon as you said it, I was like, oh no, oh no.
Yeah, that's what jinxed him. And the man, the myth, the legend, our audio overlord, the Sultan of Sound, Christopher Tannehill.
Abdulai Gay sending that one back from Jalen Hands.
But China's commitment to a carbon-free future, the exhibitions that you see everywhere, the greening of Shanghai, the Suzhou Creek Beltway and Greenway and Parkway that they're doing, everybody putting trees in the ground, the move to electric cars, one belt, one road, made in China, 2025.
Shot clock rolling down, half clock rolling down.
Yeah, it sounded like Bill was putting trees in the air. I heard that broadcast, boy. He was on full tilt. All right, for Dan, for Brian, for Nick, for Chris, I'm Jason Goff. Thanking you for listening on this Bears Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. We got some Monday Night Football stuff to cover, some college football we have to take a deep dive into, and whatever happens tonight in the old world of sports. David Schuster's coming up next. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Molly and Hanley show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of five incredible trips for two to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At six.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Space. The Final Frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.